This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, let's just sort of get it out of the way. I personally would have loved to have either one of you on your own as guests.
And I honestly had.
I think that would be an episode.
To do
That's
with
an
it.
Episode.
I was not involved in the process at all.
And Hayes was texting this morning and said, what
I've been
the
trying
fuck
to piece,
is this?
I've been trying to piece together what happened, and I'm very close, I think, to like getting the full picture of just of what sort of led to this. This is not how we.
My opinion is a Lily episode. Lights out. That's great. We've had done some great ones.
Slay.
A Lisa episode. Oh
lights
my
on.
God. Yes. Turn the lights on. You're going to want to see this.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Everybody?
Like lights out,
she
lights
said,
on.
She's, yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa said it.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm not confused because all the subject lines for all the emails were double date.
Double
so I'm not surprised
date.
With this.
It's
so
like
bad.
If you guys wanted to
That's
ask us out
really
on a
bad.
Date,
That's
like ask us
really
out on a
bad.
Date. Like That's we don't need to like come do your podcast.
That's not good.
Don't
the date,
do that.
But the date, you only read the subject. The body of the email was with Kevin and Casey. So we're here as chaperones.
Yeah.
And basically, these are, you know, I don't know who goes with who or what, how it works.
So they just wanted to film us.
Yeah,
and be in the same
that's
room as us?
What's strange because
so
this feels
Sorry,
like this
so
seating
bad.
Arrangement would be
like we're on a double date.
Yeah, and yes. that the chaperones would sit
yeah,
there.
This is how a double date.
So this
is
isn't
set
for
up.
Anything. This isn't for the podcast or anything.
Three pieces of furniture all facing the same direction.
It's just like has real like tech guy energy. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah,
is that why
but
you guys
that's
told
where the
us to
money
bring
is.
PJs?
Huh?
You guys told us to bring PJs.
We didn't do anything. We didn't tell you anything. I didn't even know this was happening until today.
It just
I'm
seems
in
like you guys should
PJs.
Be more on your emails. Like you should know what's going on the emails. Like it's your show. You know
I'm
I mean?
Not on any of those emails.
Okay, so now
about,
once you're saying I'm like a tech guy, and then you're saying I don't even know how to look at my email.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
I was
which
telling
is
them
it? I'm happy
tech
to go
guys.
With.
Pick a lane.
Like one direction or another.
Do me a small favor. A minuscule kindness, if you could. Pick a lane.
Pick a lane. Now we're all negging each other.
This is turning into a double date.
Yeah, this is how it feels, huh?
I was just kind of like, why are they like, are you doing something? Like, they do something together?
Well,
and Kevin was like, they did an episode of a podcast that hasn't come out yet.
The buzz is outrageous. The chemistry's off the charts.
Yeah.
And basically his thought, and this is an old Hollywood trick, which is when there's heat on a project that has not been released, and not saying it will, but potentially could underperform, you line up the next three jobs.
Right.
Like, while there's still kind of this conversation happening in the town, about like, oh, I hear this is gonna
and
be
and until
really
it
big,
comes out and
really
everyone
good.
Is like, okay.
And they go like, all right,
you know,
yeah,
it's like,
you
nah.
know,
exactly. And what,
or
what,
like,
what,
oh,
what
you should have checked it
this?
Out. Yeah,
are we allowed to like even talk about this? It's like an episode.
I'm gonna go ahead and give that to Lisa.
Yeah, it's more. Okay. It's not an episode. It's more like a franchise. So you know how Mary Kate and Ashley have passed away.
Yeah,
what they had before was movies like Island or Holiday in the Sun, New York Minute.
Yeah,
they had a whole detective kind of thing before that.
Seen
and
it.
So
yeah.
Lily and I at the bequeathal of Universal Studios and Warner Brothers. In conjuncture, are remaking all of those classic films.
But we're not scabs, like, I promise.
Okay.
Well it sounds like it's kind of funny.
Like
it sounds like it's kind of funny that
Lisa's
you're doing
a sovereign
hilarious.
Citizen, and, like, so she, like, doesn't have to respect any of that stuff.
I'm
so,
in international waters at all times.
At all times, mm-hmm. yeah.
And, you
she's
know, I lived abroad in high school.
International
also.
Waters. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you are getting pulled into
but
something.
But she's shorter.
No, like,
you
they needed
vulnerable.
A shorter brunette and someone, like, less cute. And it worked out that way for me. It's like how
it's you guys
it's you guys.
Okay.
Shorter, not, less cute. Yeah.
We're not.
And then you kind of fall in line and then hot under blonde. Your we're not doing uncle. This. And then he kind of sets the tone for what's legal and what's not. And then you do what he says.
Okay.
It's literally just like Showbiz 101. I'm surprised you guys don't know this.
Tall one, short one.
Tall one, short one, brunette, blonde.
Double cute.
Hot, yeah. Not.
Kind of self-taught. Yeah. I don't really.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the
I just
kind of
showed
Brothers?
Up and just did
it's
my thing.
It's all instinct, yeah. Yeah.
You guys never, like, talked to Warner Brothers or Universal or anything?
Well, actually, mostly people in the town just call it Warners.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Or Warner Media, not like, yeah, I actually call it Warner. Well,
I was saying Warner Brothers because I didn't know if you guys would know what I was talking about.
Just
if
say
I said
Warners.
Warner B or whatever we're saying in the industry.
Yeah, they just say Warners.
Warney.
Warners.
Yeah.
Warney.
Yeah. Warney.
Frank and Weenie. Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
if
we
you
did.
See the police, Frank and Weenie.
We did a series of these detective movies.
Yeah,
together.
Great.
Okay.
Did you ever see Two Kids in a Trench Coat?
Mary Kate and Ashley, you know, were buried in theirs. I guess I don't know if we like.
Yeah,
RIP. For when they were did like the detective stuff.
They're buried actually under a big heap of their clothing from the row.
Do the detectives ever solve the mystery of what the fuck this booking was and like how we got in this room today? Because I'm am
farther
still
away
to wrap
from
my
it
head
than
around.
I was.
Like I at first thought I knew what was happening.
I see. I know why you're confused now. Because now that we have the whole MKNA franchise and it's, they're calling it Lily because it's like Lisa and Lily.
Lily, yeah.
So it's like Lily and Stitches.
But that's kind of just
it's
her already.
Lily and Stitches.
Lily.
Yeah, because where you're laughing.
Lily and Stitches.
Lily and Stitches.
So that's what our franchise is. And now we have a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we haven't changed sign yet. But you guys are guests on ours. And we needed two of you because you're only half funny.
Well, and I said this I said this earlier.
Yeah.
But if you guys have to go to the bathroom, right now is a really good time.
Literally go
because
now.
It's like
go now. And
I can
then
smell that someone needs to go.
What? Someone needs to make. And I know it's one of you.
Well, what I told you at the time was that I don't do that. That I am a grown up. That when I was a little kid, maybe I tried it. But that doctor goes in and takes it out of me every single night when I'm asleep. And I just don't see the need to like degrade myself and just like soil everyone. Some like
and also leave it to the professionals,
toilet.
You know. Like,
oh my god!
Don't just like show up.
It is
like,
a medical occurrence.
Did he get it all out last night? Like,
although that
you
is what I did in comedy.
I wouldn't
just kind of show up and do my thing.
It's
and
true.
Were like,
yeah.
Hey. Okay.
I wouldn't have my appendix removed by like sitting on the toilet. You know what I mean?
If
like I have a doctor
make before
do
we
it.
Start. Is it cool if I take your drink away? Just
look
so
at
I don't
big
want
spider.
You filling up.
Big spider.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh,
that
my god.
Spider's huge.
That's never happened before until you decided that.
Wow! Until you went on a power trip. And the little earth rejected you.
Hey, what if it's a jumper?
You can't. Hang on. Let me chug my water that you tried to take away.
What do you mean? Do you spit it at it?
No. Cup it.
He's going to cup it. And Kevin is ready with a mouse pad for exactly this situation. It's such a big spider.
This is a little thick. Can
it's
I get, oh, yeah.
It's going to be so, so thankful. It's going to spin a web. That says, since there's some pig is gonna say some hottie.
Good job.
He's gonna say some hottie did the damn thing. He's gonna take it to the ocean.
It's awesome that they cut all of his screaming.
Wow, that was really scary. So what's the sign gonna say?
Lily and Stitches.
But what's it
going
to say? Like, obviously, it has to say, first of all, R says so much other stuff than just the name of the show. Is it just going to say Lily and Stitches and not like.
It'll have a picture of us.
Okay.
We're both in.
But it's like a cartoon or like it's just like a picture that you're actually.
It's a picture of us.
Picture.
We're in on top of little kids' shoulders in a trench coat.
Is it a cartoon or
no,
is
it's
it.
Real.
Okay.
And
thank
we're covering
you.
The faces
I'm just
of the
telling
children
you what the picture is.
On.
I said a picture.
Yeah,
that's what's not animated.
Picture can be a cartoon. You ever heard draw a picture?
No. That's I've never heard that.
Okay, Sean's
wow,
back. He made
so
in a cup and flushed it down the toilet.
Honestly, it was the most masculine thing I've ever seen in, from you in my entire life.
For me, you barely know me.
I know
so
you pretty
I,
well.
What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
But this is a podcast, so we're close. We have to make it like we're close friends.
And we're being so good hosts. Like, we're saying, like, hey, the boys that we love so much and everybody's hobbies and what you guys are doing, and we know you and we
you
like
literally
you.
Literally call
and
us
then after
our close
the show,
friends.
Four cabs out of here.
Yep. I think I've decided that I may have made an error. I should have let the spider bite me, and then I sue Casey. Like, think about, like,
you know
look
what
at Casey's
that, you
nice
know what
Hawaiian
it means?
Shirt. What if
who was,
I own that?
Who was in here lately? Because the fact that it's, like, over there, someone just, like, brought a
there is
spider.
Another spider
brought
your head.
Oh, my God. It's huge, actually.
Oh, made you look. So that's how you know that stupid one and smart one. And that's what we said at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
And so we do little things like that with our guests to prove. Yeah. We make assumption at the beginning, and then halfway through, we prove it with a kind of experiment.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know
but this is
that
10
I was
years.
A stupid
this is a
one,
routine.
But I'm also the spider enthusiast.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But I am, yes. But I would obviously have introduced myself as the stupid one if you right. had even given me a second to talk.
I think we know you're the stupid one.
Know
yes.
that
like,
you are.
If
you'd,
you're the brunette. You're the small, ugly brunette.
You just let him introduce himself.
I don't, yeah.
Tall ones, just, blonde ones, fast runners.
Smart ones.
Wait, who's a fast runner?
Us big, tall ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'll beat him in a foot race right now.
Well, because you do spider run on all fours.
No question. No questions asked. It's spiders are all eights.
Yeah, but you don't have eights.
Okay,
unless
I'm the stupid one, but you call
counts.
It all fours.
Yeah.
That's still what gets
all
you
that's
a
okay. Okay.
So that's
and
what me,
nose,
that put me in the spider.
And what can last one be? Dick, tongue, nose, feet, arms. One more thing.
See, maybe just my nipples.
Oh, and that's too many now, isn't
maybe,
it?
Yeah.
Now
well, let's remove
than...
nose.
Okay, remove nose.
Yeah.
So
two nipples, yeah. One dick, one tongue, two yes. arms and two legs, fastest yeah. runner in the world.
But you guys can race in all eights if one of you went on top of the other like this.
Oh, that's...
And then you guys had to run together
cool.
like a spider.
And you could do yeah. it in your pajamas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can do that.
I wouldn't need to do that. I'm fast. I'm fast on my own.
Oh.
It's like we're fast runners. It's like okay.
So just let him introduce. So like so, let him talk yeah. about that. Let him introduce himself.
It's honestly,
like,
I'm the stupid one. Hi, what's up? Hey, what's up? What's up? I'm the stupid one. I am actually pretty fast. And the show today is about spiders and bugs, right? This is Smart Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
Big, beautiful
smart.
Blonde.
Yes.
And he sort of lopes. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just these long strides, but slow.
Yeah.
Clumsy.
Mm-hmm. Fall down.
We're here with Lily.
What, and so what do you do on the show?
Well, so that's what I was getting into. So basically yeah. we pull different pranks.
Yeah.
And okay. we're both... on top of a little kid in a trench coat. Okay. So like we've got like, you know, like we're on top of their shoulders. So we look like, you know, like adults, like mm-hmm. tall adults.
And in every coats. Episode okay. we solve crimes, meet guys, and
high five.
I guess
there's
I already know
rhythm.
This. Like we're supposed to be friends already.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Like
friends.
That's what I'm okay. getting confused about.
You're still confused by that?
Yeah. Like well, because I don't know how to play it now, because it's like, if we know each other, then I guess why am I asking you anything at all?
I guess just
yeah.
relax.
Like, why are we even doing a podcast?
We could take over if you
we
guys
could
want.
Just
because
hang
so
out.
Many logistics of this are
one.
Like, are problematic. I mean, we only have one hat.
Yeah, like, we only have one hat. We only brought one.
We can't just like, be like giving out hat pack hats to like, you know, because where does it end?
When yeah.
we have, like more. We would like to have many more guests. At once
we could
on an
yeah,
episode, but we can't
be
just
great.
Be like giving them all hats, you know what I mean?
We just don't have enough.
Yeah, but you can give them
so
their
many
one
of them got purchased just,
or you can fucking sit on your ass.
Whoa, we get one for both of us.
Yeah, so who I guess is gonna wear it first?
Well,
okay.
Probably the hot one.
Come on, Lily.
Go for it, girl.
Lily doesn't want to.
Go for it.
Yeah,
she
oh
hey.
What's up, I'm Hayes. Oh, whoop de doo.
Whoa.
It's
uncanny.
But,
oh!
Yeah,
it's honestly uncanny.
Maybe
that's how
being smarter
runs.
Than
yeah.
that. Because
yeah.
I you remember I didn't look at the spider. I didn't believe it for 1 second.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, I don't understand. Like, I'm your friend. I'm not your friend. oh my God, fuck, a spider. I'm so fucking scared, but I gotta be manly. I gotta do this.
It's okay, little one.
I gotta do this. I gotta look tough.
That's not what it was
like. My little brother is crying.
That's not what it was like.
Oh, fuck. Kevin, edit out my screaming.
Yeah, it wasn't really like that. The entire thing was on camera, so.
Yeah.
It's like completely made up.
These are awesome hats.
Does this network have a...
Yeah, and by the way...
How many have we
sold? How much do you think it costs? Say $30.
I would say $3.99.
Say $30.
It can't be worth more than that.
It's got it. I would do like... I bet it costs like...
Say it costs $30.
3 cents to make, so $1.50.
Okay. Well, so three. So you all think it got something with three in it.
Are they disposable for the rain?
Yeah. Yeah, so I encourage people to buy 100 of them.
They look like they should be thrown away.
If you live in like...
You can't
Seattle
put them in any of like
you
the
actually
city
have to buy
bins.
A thousand.
I just
hats.
Want it like yes, they are disposable, but you have to take them. It's like batteries.
Why
you
do they have bugs
them,
and
like,
dirt
a special...
inside?
Why are
bugs
they filled with bugs
inside?
And
dirt?
Because you just touched them.
Yeah.
My God, so immature.
Yeah.
So well, that's honestly immature. Why.
That's something we would never
it was
do
on
our
your
show.
Damn head. Now I'm realizing the spider came
it
off.
It actually
of
did
you.
Come out of your head.
Like now I'm working back through. I'm like, never seen one in the studio before. I walk in. You were here first.
We had lice. But we've never had spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, it came off you and it was trying to get away from you. And it was like holding
it was like,
its nose. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
That was
really
stinky. Yeah. It had to jump off because it smelled so bad being on you.
Yeah. So and, does your podcast have true. A, does it have a home at this time or we're seeking like a network?
It's
or?
HeadGum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're HeadGum.
It's a HeadGum show.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking.
Well, that's why we were
it.
Saying, you, I mean, you guys
so
are actually on it right now.
Okay.
We just didn't change the sign over yet.
They said you guys would be too scared to be on someone else's podcast, so that's why we had to trick you that you were on your own. In
oh,
order to have
yeah.
You on. Otherwise,
I'd be
you'd
so
get too
scared
overwhelmed.
To be on someone else's podcast. Meanwhile, I've been invited on 3 other podcasts and done 2 of them. Yeah.
In how many years?
Something about your story doesn't track.
Did you do
how many
years? How many years?
He's
42.
40, yeah, 42.
You do Howard
Try
Stern?
42.
Wow, you're so much younger than I thought.
Yes, I know.
Did you do Howard Stern?
A lot of time that. In the sun, babe.
You knew that.
Why? You seem like an indoors guy.
Did you do Howard Stern?
Sun gets in. Did I do Howard Stern?
Did you do
Stern?
Howard Stern?
You know what? It's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't asked yet?
No, but it is on my list of things that I'm planning to do.
Did you know that's Lily's husband?
Yeah. And she's married to Joe Rogan.
Oh, wow, 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 wow. Catching up to all of this. So
why are we on a
Joe Rogan's
like?
What, so,
yeah.
Like, I think that's actually BS because his wife wears a big kettlebell on her finger instead of a ring.
She's decoy wife in case she gets shot in the head, so I live.
Okay. Yeah, and I heard that is probably
at the end of this
soon.
Double date, you guys are going to have to fight Joey and Howie.
Wow. Well,
okay.
The matchup is very clear. I'm obviously going with Howard.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we will be swaying
tall
in our big.
I call Rogan.
Yeah, two
dibs
short brunettes.
On Rogan.
Yeah.
Two short brunettes going at it.
Mm-hmm. Two short, fugly ass brunettes just fucking wrestling around
in the mud.
Just fucking tumbling around.
You're going to get undies over your head so fast.
Oh, he's going to wedgie
squirt
my
like
ass?
You? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's his move. Yeah, he always goes for the panties.
And then he'll kick your teeth in.
Okay, well, I hope not. I would hate that. So do me a favor. Tell him, please don't love Sean. And by the way, what you're not remembering is I'm a very fast runner.
Right.
So, like, good luck grabbing onto my panties, your word, not mine.
I said undies. What? I said panties. So.
Okay. I
so
don't know
even
who
tell
said
us
what.
Apart.
No.
Well, if you want to prove me wrong, go ahead. Like, you can show us.
Show us what you're wearing.
It's great for the podcast.
Like, how? How do you want to see it?
Just
I'm
elastic.
Not. I'm literally not scared
you could,
of anything.
Yeah, I know. I saw you with the
you
spider.
You can kind of see a little bit of the elastic with the spider, I think, probably. Just a little bit of it.
If
so
you
want to
go frame by frame.
Cam.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
So maybe Lily could shoot another spider out of her ear onto the wall, and then we would see it again.
Whoa, jockey?
Can you describe
it? I literally barely saw it.
I couldn't see it.
I could barely see it.
See it at
Were
all.
You scared
it's
to show
barely
it?
Barely there. I mean, that's the idea that right. you barely yeah. see it. There's it, no lines.
Yeah,
it's so that like, worn out. You've been wearing it for so long.
Yeah.
When was the last time you guys bought new panties? Mm-hmm.
In terms of the panties that I bought, when was the last time the new ones I bought them?
Oh my God, you really are the dumb one.
You're shaking.
Well, you know, not afraid of anything. Actually,
say one place you think you could buy underwear at.
A lot of times people give them to me.
Can you name one store
that sells them? I'm just known as like the gift in terms of stores that
sure.
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The store, the grocery store.
For sure.
We do live shows. Mm-hmm. And everybody's by the end of the show, everyone's mm-hmm. underwear is up yeah. there,
and all our so fans are the same size.
Get a big
as us.
Yes, so we just get a big push broom and we put it all into this mm-hmm. big bucket.
Why are they keeping yeah. them underwear?
Why?
Yeah,
they. Well, sorry, no, they come in with them already off.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. and so they're holding them in their hands on the mm-hmm. on the way in.
Sometimes they shoot off.
Yeah,
yeah. Sometimes they get blasted off.
What? Like yeah. out of a gun?
I don't know exactly what the
it's
physics of it is,
there.
But
like,
there's a move.
Really
there's a move that Hayes does on stage, mm-hmm. and you just, you know, duck down because you've both been there for the last.
Yeah,
show.
I know. Yeah.
You know,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's underwear central up on stage, buddy. Wow. Yeah.
So, but mostly men's undies, like the ones
guys.
You're wearing?
Yeah.
It's a lot of
guys.
It's
underwear.
A lot of guys in the audience, if I remember.
Yeah, that's true. I remember yeah. when I was there. I saw nary a woman out there.
The boys are very comfortable with the boys. And yeah. so we like to encourage that. And there's no shame if you come, if you have underwear, if you don't have underwear, if you bought it just to put it on the stage. Like,
if you
please.
Come?
Yeah, so they're coming like right at the beginning of the show or mm-hmm. they come at the beginning of the show?
You said it, not us.
Yeah.
He's so stupid.
Sorry.
He doesn't understand that the word can
it's
mean
literally
one thing.
Like. He started with, they come.
It's just yeah, so incredibly gross.
Yeah, I just, it's not really that kind of show where we like talk about like.
That's so nasty.
Coming loads. Of, like,
what else would you come besides a load?
Oh no, okay. I had a shudder to hear what this guy's coming. What are you coming? Tell us.
Go ahead. You can. Let
me
guess. Safe space. Literally
chicken,
no one.
Chicken pork chop ravioli.
No, I knew it was going to be a chicken pork chop ravioli.
No.
Tomato flavor.
No.
Hot.
My
soup.
Cum would be a book. I actually am smart.
Oh my God.
I'm so smart, I cum books.
What book?
The whole, pick the whole library,
I
anything
bet.
You want.
It's a bunch
but
of like Malcolm
fast.
Gladwell,
so, like, some
David
of
Foster Wallace.
Yeah, some of the stuff is yeah. still true. Like he is, like mm-hmm. he is really fast, but he is actually smart and reads books as well. And he talks about it a lot.
Hey, I yeah. know that you're the hot one, and I know you want to make up for whatever's going on with him.
Because after
but...
this is going to be a huge problem for me later. And so we need to wind some of this back.
You think he's going to remember any of this once it's over?
He's fully blacked out. Like, I can see it. His eyes are fried.
Yeah.
Too much sun, I guess, huh?
Well, so the show's Hollywood Handbook, you know. It's new. Or it's, no, it's old. But it's new that you're on it.
This week on the Patreon, Sean talks to Joe Mandy about the movie Bowfinger on his show Subtitles On, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video of today's episode with Lisa and Lily at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Also, want to join the Hat Pack? Check out the link in the description.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG. That's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find to cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Hollywood Amber.
Is this the new show? So there was a show about the women's soccer team.
There was.
And is that's not happening anymore because the soccer ended?
Casey?
Yeah, the soccer ended, so that
show. So they're not doing ended. That anymore.
No.
Okay. So this is like the triage, like they are taking their place.
Do you know what triage means, buddy? Buddy? Do you know what triage means? You okay?
Huh?
You okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I want to get questions answered. Are they going to be in the big studio?
Yeah, they're the first show that's going to get the big studio all to themselves.
Triage is when you count the rings inside the inside the stump, right?
Right. To see how old the tree is?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you got it.
Figure out
they're not going to be respectful of the big studio.
That was awesome. That's so cool that he knows about the rings inside
hey,
the tree.
Sean?
Yeah.
Really good job.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, you know, you grab enough spiders, you start to learn a little bit about the way this whole nature thing works.
Yeah.
Just thinking about, I'm honestly just thinking of the big studio and just like it's gonna be fucking gross and full of spiders and dirt in there.
Yeah.
If they're gonna be in the big
they've
studio.
They've got a door straight premiere? To outside. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean like we have been in discussions about how we want to be in the big studio and it's just kind of like fucking so disrespectful to me that like we've been doing this now for like so long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in this like studio that's like basically for babies and little kids. Like this
yeah.
is like it's,
yeah. Why is the couch so
it's
small?
It's a fucking shoebox.
It's so tiny in here.
Yeah.
And but we have like shown that we can like be clean up after ourselves and be respectful to the studio the entire time. And all that you've seen from them is putting a bug.
Mm-hmm. Just bringing a bug from outside. And by the way, that studio I believe has a door, a sliding door that opens directly to the outside. So it's just gonna be. Mid episode, they're going and getting as many bugs okay. as they want.
Yes, and so someone like, put a bug in here, and someone took it out. Okay, I guess we should take the
oh,
one
let's
that
get
put
the
a bug
one who
in
brought
here.
The bug.
Let's have them. Like,
they get. A, let's give them a bigger room.
I just want to say, you yeah. know, we're actually actively shattering stereotypes because women stereotypically hate bugs,
mm-hmm. and not only that, we didn't want to spoil the surprise yet, but we are kind of guerrilla marketing our new movie.
We're literally, yeah, we're like out in the dirt. We're rolling around in the dirt. We are.
It's like Jumanji meets Mean
meets
Girls.
Tarzan.
Meets Tarzan.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you guys see Tarzan with Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Or
so
even the
I think
new
that's
Jumanji?
George of the Jungle.
No, it's Tarzan.
I'm pretty sure that's George of the Jungle.
Oh my God. Have you guys ever seen
Oh my God, I really am the stupid one.
But you're not as stupid as him.
No, it's true.
Yeah, but I'm not even trying. Like, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, sure. Okay, I'm the stupid one.
Yeah, you
but
are.
But a lot of that is just because, like, I literally have never tried at all. But, like, you, I get this feeling that you, like, want to be smart. And
no.
that, to me, is, like, so tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Literally, you're just talking about how you come books. So
yeah,
who's trying to look
smart?
But for,
yeah,
like,
no, but like that's like act, that's a physiological like that just
no,
happens
like I
me.
Know my role. Like Lisa's the hot one. I'm
tall,
medium
one, smart
to
one.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
She's smart. I'm not to not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like I fully have embraced it. And yeah, there's gonna be those moments. But like we need that for people to really believe like. I'm the stupid brunette,
mm-hmm.
short brunette in the
And only one of you stupid guys said that your nipples were long enough to run on. So that's how I know you're trying so hard to be some sort of unique.
Okay, so first she wants to see my underwear. Now she wants me to prove my nipple length.
Are they really that long?
We know they're not that long, Lily.
We
but
do?
This is, again,
but
I'm, it's
oh my
like,
God, I really
I'm
am
no,
running.
We know, like,
I'm running.
He'll never show it. It's like... So fucking transparent.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. Like, yeah, you just show it.
Just show your nipples.
You should probably just show it. I mean, just like at this point, it's so unbelievably transparent.
And if it makes you more
that
comfy,
I think the only way
show,
out of this is
you can
like,
show
honestly,
out the top
to just show,
or out the bottom.
And
no,
probably
to
show both of them at this
show
point.
Show both. And you can show out the neck hole or out
I
the bottom
I think you
hole.
Should show your nipples through your armpit holes.
So I got to come back. So wait, I got to come back in here Cornholio style. So I gotta go full Cornholio for y'all's too. Underwear waistband pulled out, shirt all the way up over the back of my head.
Might as well look how you sound.
What is happening today on this show? I have put up with a lot from you,
yeah.
And I have been very, very patient. But at the point that you say that I sound like Cornholio, I have to put my foot down. I sound more like Butthead. Everyone knows that. Butthead was the leader.
Butthead.
Yes.
You're dropping the T's. Butthead?
Butthead.
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 B apostrophe head.
Butthead.
Butthead.
We've been doing, like, we've been talking for a long time. I tried to, like, gently bring up, or someone did, that you both did the live show. No one has, no one reached out to be like, hey, I'm sorry those live shows failed.
No.
There's another
one on Tuesday, and it's just like,
how's it selling?
I have no fucking idea. Have we sold anything?
Not great.
Who's took a long break being like, maybe it's that they're too often, but it's like, no, it's just that they exist at all.
People forgot about them. Mm. Yeah.
Like, what was mine the lowest, like, attended? Because you guys said that was Tim Simon's fault, right?
Yeah, that's right. But yours was Hangover 3, I think, was the comparison that we made.
We had further to fall yet.
Yeah, it turned out. Yeah.
Wow.
Is it? It's this Tuesday?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
There's a live show tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sucks so bad for me.
What do you have going on? Is it your wedding?
That's so crazy.
What's going on? What do you have?
Yeah, tell.
I'm supposed to... It's my wedding.
And you're speaking at your wedding, aren't you?
But as we've established, on this show, a wedding is a shower. What most people call a shower, we call a wedding.
Oh, okay.
And so, oh God, I'm going to be taking a shower during the show. The live show is going to be me taking a shower. A wedding with two T's on.
Well, that's the live show they probably want you to do
at the Dynasty
trying to get
typewriter.
My damn clothes.
Yeah,
off
you can shower here.
Take a shower, see my nipples. That's so bad.
Have you guys
for
ever
me.
Showed your body for your fans
or even to each other?
What?
Like, I feel like that's a normal question. Like, we would get asked, like, do you show your body for your fans?
Yeah.
So I'm just like asking you guys. I'm extending that courtesy. Like, do you guys show your body for your fans?
So I guess. I don't want to be in the position of asking you that question, but then you're saying it is a normal question for you to ask.
Well,
so, like, what do you say?
People have already asked us.
No,
we have not been showing our body for our fans. Our wives will sometimes give us a bath together.
Yeah.
What's the temp of the water?
If we, so.
And who's more likely to poop in the tub?
I think John.
Yeah. More likely. Yeah. No, I actually don't even do that.
He poops in the tub and then he doesn't even know what
it is.
And
then he's like
scared.
He's like the doctor took care of it.
0% likely, but if it did happen, that it's still the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's basically like it's
whatever.
It's like basically okay, there's water in there, there's a hole at the bottom, like it's a toilet.
And we were already done, like we're already rinsed. Like that's why we rinse. That's why we shampoo and rinse immediately, and then the rest of the time in the tub you're playing, and like you can
just
if you poop, it's not a big deal.
What are you guys playing with?
Submarine.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a toy of it or you just pretend it?
Hmm?
Do you have a toy of it, or do you just pretend it?
I am the fucking submarine. I don't have a toy of it. I am the submarine.
So you poop in the tub and then you go under.
You poop in the tub.
I am under before. I am under when I poop. That's
shampoo right away, and then we get to play the rest of the time.
The rest of the time, play as long as I want.
So all the poop
is
drained from the tub by the time you're playing submarine, or the poop
is
like icebergs.
This is my girl that I have to kind of explain things to. So if they had drained the tub, then try to imagine playing submarine in an empty tub. Doesn't really work, right?
No.
Because what's submarine, right? Train is above ground. Submarine is what?
Below.
It's actually worse if the tub has been drained. It's worse if the tub has been drained, because if it's not drained, you actually just get one of those little fish tank nets and you just catch it. You know what I mean?
Scoop it out?
Yeah, it's floating. So
like a pool clean.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's like all smeared over.
Or a fish tank net, I think, was fine. Like, I think that's fine.
No, but like, I think just for like other people, like, it's a good comparison. Like, you know, when you clean a pool.
Okay. But the pool one is like really big. It probably would like destroy the entire tub.
By the way, this like never happens.
Probably like shatter the tub.
Wow. I really am the dumb one, huh?
I mean, that's like, it's like insane to even think about using a pool cleaner on that. Probably just like water go everywhere, destroy the whole tub.
Oh my God.
So do your wives wash you guys?
And it's so long. You got to do it from like two rooms away. It almost never even happens. It's like once we went in this pond we weren't supposed to swim in.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as we got home, they had to put us in there.
Yeah.
And one time a skunk.
Tomato juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, tomato juice.
You just cummed your big tomato ravioli all over your uncle?
Wait, where's the uncle coming from?
That's I'm your his uncle, right? Like, why is he so much taller if he's not your uncle?
Yeah, not like, and yeah, not true. Like actually, so but like, taller. Yeah, that's sort of so like true. Canonically, I'm basically
so
his
much
uncle.
Taller. Yeah.
So that makes like Lisa my aunt then.
I think it's different for girls.
No, that's
you're like my older aunt.
I'm like cool older sister.
Yeah.
Old aunt.
That's another thing in Lisa's sister. Hair.
You're like a little aunt. I wish the spider ate you.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Speaking of aunt.
I wish, and he, and that was in his power to make happen, and you noticed that he made the decision to save you from that.
You're saying he could have killed me?
He could have not killed you.
Why are you guys threatening to kill me?
It
would
have been well within his power, within his rights to.
Legally, no, we have not done that.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is that
typical male podcast, he threatened to kill me like
every male
30 minutes in.
Honestly, wants to take a woman, put
her in a cup. You're married to Joe Rogan!
Yeah.
You're married to Joe Rogan.
And
you cannot every
like
male
shit.
Podcast host me.
And he treats me bad.
And
sometimes he grabs my wrist.
Literally saving a life in the same episode. And like literally this is what's happening. And I just want everyone to be seeing what's happening right now.
I just want everyone to know that they threatened to kill me. Sean threatened to kill me.
Oh my God. The fucking
literally saved their entire life. Literally saved their entire life on this episode. And you heard
what I said was, I didn't have to save you. Yes. I could have allowed you to die.
Right
and
now
the woke
safe.
Police have arrived.
Right woo, now I'm woo. Safe, but it won't be long.
Okay.
And this is why it's not worth it. It's just not worth it.
This double date to me is the third or fourth worst date I've been on this week. And I am not even kidding. Like, I'm not exaggerating for comedy's sake for the podcast.
Yes.
This
and one was so bad, we did actually have to take a bath after. You didn't use that example, but one was so bad, we did.
What
actually.
Happened?
Our wives did have to put this in the tub after.
Just a really bad hug.
Bad hug?
Yeah.
Like, the end so of the bad day you was really shit your bad. Pants kind of thing?
Oh, my God.
It's like obsessed with it's like coming what back comes out of my butt, wants to see my nipples, wants to see my underwear.
Insanely gross.
And it's like,
I'm just asking the questions. I think everybody wants like,
and
Lily's,
I'm so,
and to
like,
be fair,
I'm so ugly, but you've been trying to get my clothes off since the second I stepped in.
I just asked if you show
you know
your body
I mean?
For your fans.
She's okay. kind of in a spot.
Just
right.
do
You're
it.
Kind of in a
honestly,
spot.
At this point, it's like right. so obvious. You yeah. really should just do it.
When people
like,
are
just
worrying,
honestly, just so we
I just
can
honestly
move on.
No, I mean,
like,
this is like making me crazy. I'm going like, do I have to go full ass cornholio on this fucking shit? Like, this is really making me feel insane. Like, am I supposed to do that? I guess what you would want is for me to get the cornholio t-shirt all the way over around my chin because I'm a goddamn butterface, according to you two.
Yeah, I would cover up your face.
I would say you're a butter body butterface.
Oh, my God.
But then why? But then why am I taking off my stuff?
Just for a laugh, I guess.
Not my humor.
Mm.
Not my kind of humor. Not how I like to get my laughs.
Right. What kind of stuff do you think is funny?
What do I don't know yet.
Oh,
that's why I'm doing the podcast.
Still
it's an investigation.
Still
I would
looking.
Love to find something
we'll
that was
continue
funny.
Continue
to
be looking after today.
Yeah, I will be searching. Didn't
yeah,
find it
really
here. The
search
continues.
The search continues.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't laugh very much. Would
butthead,
love to.
Butthead
seems
laughs
like it would
less
feel
than
really
Beavis.
Good.
He laughs slower than Beavis.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Butthead.
Yeah.
So
what?
For
so
on the show.
Yeah. No. Thanks for yes. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to apologize to Willie and Lisa.
Really, you're apologizing to them?
Wow. Thank you. Kevin.
Thank you.
You work for us.
I told them a story about how my mom scheduled my haircut, and I regretted it so fast. It was kind
of
recent.
This isn't one of the emails.
No, this was like a half hour ago. And I think the dynamic just got fucked after that. So, sorry.
Yeah. Okay,
so you want to talk about this.
Kevin cornered us
and honestly,
by the
just
fridge.
To avoid Kevin talking
Kevin
about this,
us.
Sean should probably just show his nipples. I mean, seriously. I really do not want to hear the haircut story. Anything.
That's it.
That your mom scheduled your haircut? That's a whole
what
story?
Do you mean? Yeah.
I went home last year.
Last year?
That was from last year, that story? Jesus.
I was going to do my big proposal, and she said, you cannot do it with that hair. I schedule with my girlfriend. Cut to me at the haircut.
Cut to.
Emphasis on cut to.
Okay, so that is the kind of thing I like. That's
why she's the smart.
That is the kind of humor that I think is funny. And yeah. Like, so
I did not understand it.
And I honestly think you and I could connect in a real way.
I don't know
we gave
why
these two like a little nickel or something to roll around and chase it or something for a while. I think you and I could really connect on like comedy, writing, intellectual, book.
Hearing a word and then being like, okay, that's similar to like this other word
that's related
to what we're talking. Auntie's aunt before, like you're her aunt. And then aunts are coming out of your hair and other bugs. So like, that's exactly the type of thing, right?
I know.
See, this is the thing. A lot of people think that hot people are stupid, but you guys are actually hot people who are smart.
See, yes, exactly. And so like,
that could be cool.
We're doing this thing. She's talking about coming and shitting and all this stuff.
I did not.
It's like lazy, first of all, but also like, making me want to.
I was just like yes-anding like what was said. Like, I don't think I like brought any of that.
Making me
want
to throw up.
Yeah, I could look more dweeby. Like, I understand I look bad, but what if I had more of a nerd look and then I was like a stupid nerd?
Yes.
I think that could work.
That could be really powerful, right? Because we got these hot geniuses, and if we put them next to, and I'm bringing you in, you know, you may want to get like some big glasses or something, you could be a really stupid nerd, you know.
I actually love that creatively,
that's very exciting.
Like maybe even like a wig, like I wear like a small little wig.
It's like Big Bang Theory, but they're so fucking stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like, no, they just like, they're socially fucked.
they're bad at social, and they're not even smart.
Yeah, they're not smart. Like that, I think a lot of people could connect to something like that.
I love watching you guys figure out like what your thing is.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
It's been really,
yeah, actually, and it makes me feel amazing about just like knowing
really
exactly.
I feel
like,
really
what my,
good
like,
about
like,
this
is not like, having sort of to. Like, you amazing. Imagine,
I mean, honestly,
like, just like not
I just feel
knowing,
really,
like,
I know,
not
nightmare.
Being so like,
I didn't
yeah.
know what
to, like,
I was before,
thing.
And now I know.
I feel like I've been like trying so hard to like figure out like what I could be,
yeah,
and like. Stupid, ugly nerd. It's like actually, like
stupid.
It's like giving
stupid,
me life right now.
Ugly, like bad at social.
Yeah,
freak like, nerd.
So, yeah, yeah. Socially maladjusted, like very, very dumb, like bad looking nerd.
And you,
who
you,
comes books?
Yeah,
like just as like a, there's got to be something where it's like okay,
right.
But this isn't
some
like just for the
factors,
pitch.
Right.
Yeah, just yeah.
And I guess I'll come like term papers or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't, you know,
what do
I
you
don't
mean?
Know what, how, if girls. I don't know what happens.
Girls,
like, with
yeah,
all
we
that.
Come. Yeah.
Oh, has not been my experience, but but like I'll take your word for it. You know. That's interesting.
It hasn't been my
That's
experience either, but
yeah.
Supposedly, like me and Howie, like he hasn't made me come at all, but I know like it's possible. Like that's what I hear at least.
Mm-hmm. And Joe makes me flipping pancakes off the walls, coming insane, wild hog, all fours, doggy style.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that Joe is a stupendous lover.
Joe ties.
He is like big dick, huge splash.
Yeah.
Like, it's utterly earthquaking.
Some guys you can just see
shook.
The splash. Like
he
you
ties
just
her up
know.
Like
that's a splasher.
You guys know like a pig on like a spit. Like he ties Lisa up like that,
And he says, "Let me give your pussy a lobotomy." And then we go Wango Django, head banging, wall fucking sick porno, ass kicking, like shitstorm hurricane fucking, like wild to the hog nose, like spitfire fucking.
It's a hurricane.
That's the true Joe Rogan experience, huh?
Literally.
And it's all on the pod. If you listen to his pod, you hear every single second.
Every word.
Hey, a question for Howard that you can ask him.
Yeah.
Has he ever thought about, because his show is all like him like doing these sort of like kind of deep interviews.
Yeah.
What if it was called a Stern talking to?
Doesn't that
feel better than just like by Howard Stern show?
Like,
what
I'll
if
talk
it was a
him.
Stern talking to?
He like, what's funny, he like barely listens to me when I'm around him.
Yeah.
He like acts like I'm not in the room at all. But I'll definitely try and bring that up.
Or say that it was his idea.
Oh, that actually might
he
work.
Might like it.
Sometimes if I say like a man told me something, he'll actually perk up and he'll listen.
Okay, yeah.
Does Joe, like, listen to you? Like, is he, like, engaged at home?
Super or? Fucking engaged.
Yeah.
We're, like, what? Forehead to forehead, whispering in each other's mouths. Like it's really, really, like, deep, deep, like, mm-hmm. hand-holding, like, finger well, that's really interlocked. Nice.
Yeah.
That kind
especially
of stuff.
Especially since you're, like, taller than him, too, that you
yeah.
get, like...
A, yeah, she towers over him.
Yeah.
We do morning meditation together, like, brain to brain, mm-hmm. thought to thought.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I've learned so much about him that way.
Yeah, he has ESP. Or whatever.
Wow. That's amazing. Because he's like so busy and doing podcasts and stuff, but he has time to do both mean? Do morning meditation with you and just like
sorry,
sexually.
Just a sec- sorry, just a second with Lily. What do you mean?
I mean, yes, be like,
say what you think it stands for.
External sensory placement.
Okay, do you want to try?
Well, I know what ESP stands for. You already told me. Extra splashy penis. Like that.
We can go. Yeah. We can go.
You want to go?
Yeah, we can go. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.